Vice President Mike Pence made several stops in West Virginia Saturday, including the West Virginia State Capitol and Foster's Supply Company in Scott Depot, where he spoke to an audience of about 200 small business owners and their families. Pence's speech was far-reaching, touching on subjects from jobs to infrastructure to energy. But perhaps the most amount of time was spent reassuring West Virginians that the Trump administration has not given up on repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act. Kara Lofton reports.
Pence started his comments on health care by condemning the ACA, saying every promise of Obamacare has been broken, and celebrating Trump's efforts to get the replacement bill passed in Congress.
West Virginians and President Trump, we all know the truth about this failed law, that every day Obamacare survives is another day that America suffers. That's why the president worked tirelessly over the last several weeks to get Congress to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Pence says he was inspired by Trump's determination and commitment to keep his promise to the American people, and that the president and he are grateful for Speaker Paul Ryan and all the House Republicans who stood with them in their efforts to begin the end of Obamacare. Pence says the failure of the GOP bill was due to a lack of support from House Democrats and a handful of Republicans, actually, quote, standing in the way of President Trump's plan. Now, he says, they're back to the drawing board.
Yesterday wasn't a victory for the American people. It was a victory for the status quo in Washington, D.C., and it was a victory for the disaster of Obamacare. But I promise you, that victory won't last very long.
Pence referred to a tweet Trump put out earlier Saturday morning, which said, quote, Obamacare will explode and we will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry. After addressing small business leaders, Pence headed over to the West Virginia Capitol complex to speak to about 50 people, including Putnam County native Caleb Turner.
Oh, I'm just hoping that, you know, talk about jobs, talk about the future of America, what's next on the agenda, tax reform and that kind of thing.
We love Pence.
Thanks to the landslide here in West Virginia. Now we have a president in Donald Trump who's going to cut taxes across the board for working families, small businesses, and family farms. We're going to roll back regulations that are killing jobs, and the war on coal is over because Trump digs coal.
Pence then spoke again about health care in America.
Even though Congress isn't ready to do it yet, President Trump will not rest, will not relent until we repeal and replace Obamacare.
Until then, he continues, the administration will move forward. Pence says their next goal is to get back to the president's ultimate goal of creating jobs. The West Virginia Democratic Party slammed Pence's visit in a news release, saying the ACA has benefited the Mountain State immensely and that Trump's proposed budget would cut needed programs. However, attendees to the VP's events were overwhelmingly supportive for the GOP administration. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.